Hi there, this is KYW's Dave Urim, and how about your Philadelphia Eagles? They're still playing. They made the playoffs, miraculously made the playoffs after a rough November loss to the Saints, a bad loss to the Cowboys in Dallas. They beat the Redskins yesterday, 24-0. They got help from the Bears, who took care of the Vikings, 24-10. And it just so happens because of that, they now get to play the Bears. I got the Hall of Famer himself, Ray Dininger of 94 WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia. Good morning, Ray. My first question to you is, what did this team do to turn things around?
I guess the biggest thing is, I think the ultimate credit really kind of has to go to the coach, because it would have been very easy for this season to just completely collapse after the game in New Orleans when they fell to 4-6. Mathematically, they were just barely alive. They had players hurt. They seemed like their season had totally spiraled out of control, and Doug Peterson kept it together, and he got great help from his veteran leaders on the team. And they never stopped believing in the fact that they could actually salvage this season at a time when I think everybody abandoned them, including me. the guys in the locker room never gave up on this season, and they fought back. And, you know, the Giants game where they were down by 16 points or down 19-3, they found a way to rally and win that game, and that kind of turned everything around. And, you know, then the Carson Wentz injury happens, and then Nick Foles steps in and becomes Nick Foles, you know, 2.0. And here they are. They go into the postseason, and they get a break yesterday. Chicago wins a game to help them get in the playoffs. And now I think if you talk to people around the National Football League, they'd be unanimous in saying the Eagles are the one team that they don't want to see in the postseason.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's a clean slate at this point because, you know, they have just as much of a chance as anybody else, maybe except for, like, the teams with byes, but so they have to win one more game. But they're going in hot. So what do you think their chances are going into the playoffs, just looking on the outset, you know, 6 days before they face the Bears?
Well, in the postseason, you always have to take it one step at a time. And so just looking at the next game, the Chicago game, I think their chances are very good. I'm going to spend a little more time breaking it down and looking at it a little closer, but I think they have a real chance. I mean, even though the game is in Chicago, the Eagles are a team that I think that with their veteran experience, that's a tremendous advantage that they have over the Bears. The Bears are a good team, and they've had a great year, but they've got a rookie head coach. They've got a very young quarterback in Mitch Trubisky. They've got a strong defense, but the Eagles' offense is playing with great confidence right now. I don't think going on the road phases them even a little bit. I think the only question that would exist in their minds, or in my mind at this point, is the health of Nick Foles. I mean, this is 2 weeks in a row that he took a big hit and left the game hurt. And after the game yesterday, Nick said, you know, I'll be fine, don't worry about it. And I'm sure that he'll play. I don't have much doubt that he's going to play. The question is he going to be, how close to 100% is he going to be? Because you're going to need the quarterback to be healthy to survive that game, because that Bears defense is very for real.
Circling back to Doug, Ray, you gave him a lot of credit for their turnaround. Last year, I mean, he won the Super Bowl. He won the ultimate prize last year. How would you rate this coaching job that he's done in terms of other coaching jobs you've seen from past Eagles head coaches?
I would say in some ways, the coaching job he's done this year to get this team to this point is equal to what he did last year when he won a Super Bowl. Really, it's different. It was a different kind of team and a different kind of challenge. But this year, to try and hold this thing together with as many problems as they had early in the season and all the injuries they faced and the fact that they had the burden of being the defending champion with everybody gunning for them, and they fell to 4-6, the fact that he was able to keep this team together and keep them believing and keep them focused and keep them on track, and then make the quarterback change yet again and do the job calling the plays week in and week out, getting this team ready to play. You know, I mean, last year I thought he was coach of the year, and he didn't win the award. It went to Sean McVay. But I would tell you, I think it was a different kind of coaching job, a different kind of challenge, but maybe just as great an accomplishment by the coach to get this team just into the postseason.
And quite an accomplishment by Nick Foles. He wins yet another big game for the Eagles. And my last question to you is, when do you think that chapter that you were talking about for the Nick Foles chapter for your next Eagles encyclopedia is coming out?
Every week he writes a new chapter. Every week he certainly rewrites the record book, and not just the Eagles record book, but the NFL record book. I mean, yesterday he ties Phillip Rivers' record for most consecutive completions in a game. And then when it's over, in typical Nick Foles fashion, says, I didn't even realize that I was setting a record. I didn't realize I had completed all those passes. Well, I think everybody else did. Last week, he set the record for most yards in a game by an Eagles quarterback. I mean, he's not just playing great. He's playing historically great at a time when you need him to be. And whatever happens with Nick Foles at the end of this season, whether he remains here or whether he moves on, what he's done in Philadelphia over the last 2 years is unprecedented in the history of Philadelphia football and maybe unprecedented in the history of the NFL.
Well, that's pretty remarkable. I expect by next training camp, Ray, for you to have that new encyclopedia out with the Nick Foles chapter. I expect that to be in hardback and paperback as well. I'll be very much looking forward to that.
I'm going to get right on it, David.
Thank you, Ray, for your time. We'll talk again Friday to preview the big Eagles-Bears game Sunday.
I look forward to it, Dave. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Hall of Famer Ray Dininger of WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia.